Today we'll be talking about Frances Hodgson Burnett's move to Tennessee. After the end of the Civil War and the trade it had brought to the area, Frances's uncle lost much of his business and was unable to provide for the newly arrived family. The family went to live in a log cabin during their first winter in Newmarket, outside Knoxville. They later moved to a home in Knoxville that Frances called Noah's Ark, Mount Ararat, a name inspired by the house's location atop an isolated hill. Living across from them was the Burnett family, and Frances became friendly with Swan Burnett, introducing him to books by authors such as Charles Dickens, Sir Walter Scott, and William Makepeace Thackeray that she had read in England. She may have befriended him because of a childhood injury that left him lame and unable to participate in physical activities. Not long after they met, Swan left for college in Ohio. Frances turned to writing to earn money. Her first story was published in Gaudy's Ladies' Book in 1868. Soon after, she was being published regularly in Gaudy's Ladies' Book, Scribner's Monthly, Peterson's Magazine, and Harper's Bazaar. Keen to escape from the family's poverty, she tended to overwork herself, later writing that she had been a pin driving a machine during the early years of her career. For 5 years, she wrote constantly, often not worrying about the quality of her work. Once her first story was published, before she was 18, she spent the rest of her life as a working writer. By 1869, she had earned enough to move the family into a better home in Knoxville. Her mother died in 1870, and within 2 years, two of her sisters and a brother were married. Although she remained friends with Swan, neither was in a hurry to be married. Thank you for joining Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story today, while we answered some of the questions you have about one of your favorite classic authors. Again, my name is Bree Carlisle, and I hope you come back next time when we answer more questions about one of your favorite classic authors.